For PodTech News, this is Clark Boyd in Boston. On today's podcast, Scandinavians want Apple to open up. The main issue, music and video downloads from Apple's iTunes Store are only playable on the company's own player, the iPod. One Norwegian says this wasn't Apple's vision when the iPod launched in 2001.
In the beginning of the iPod era, Apple was arguing for the same things that we are arguing for today. But somewhere along the line, they just turned it around and said, oh no, we want to use the iTunes Music Store as a tool to lock the consumers to our iPod product range.
And that's why consumer advocates in Norway, Sweden, and Denmark are threatening legal action against Apple. We'll hear about the Scandinavians' complaint and Apple's response. At the heart of this is Digital Rights Management, or DRM. Advocates of DRM say it protects artists from having their work freely copied and distributed. Opponents prefer to say that DRM stands for Digital Restrictions Management.
We as technologists have been used to having technology being under our control. The problem with the devices that play digital restrictions, tunes or movies, they're effectively created to lock you out of your historic use of the technology that you've purchased. We feel that we can't stand by and watch that happen.
More on that later in the podcast. I wanted to start, though, by taking a closer look at the Scandinavians' beef with iTunes DRM. So I called up Torger Waterhouse, who is senior advisor to the Norwegian Consumer Council.
iTunes is using their DRM to lock music you've purchased from iTunes to Apple's digital audio player iPod.
Waterhouse says that's not good for Norwegian consumers. He helped to draft the complaint that was then handed on to Apple. Waterhouse says that people should be allowed to play their music, their movies, and their television programs on whatever player they like.
It's quite interesting, actually, to see that when the iPod was first introduced in 2001, and Apple just started their work to actually make them sell. Steve Jobs said in an interview to the Wall Street Journal, I believe it was, that if you own legally purchased music, you need to have the right to manage it on all the devices that you own. So in the beginning of the iPod era, Apple was arguing for the same things that we are arguing for today. But somewhere along the line, they just turned it around and said, oh no, we want to use the iTunes Music Store as a tool to lock the consumers to our iPod product range.
Waterhouse told me that he does think that iTunes is a fantastic consumer product. It just needs to be opened up to other types of players. And the same goes for any other companies using DRM to limit what people can do with content.
This isn't just Apple iTunes. This is typical for the whole growing industry of digital cultural products. The thing here is that iTunes is by far the most dominant player in the marketplace, so that our complaint focuses mainly on them.
Scandinavian officials will try to decide this week whether to pursue the case against Apple and others in a unified way or take them on a country-by-country basis. The French Parliament has already passed legislation that would require Apple to make iTunes compatible with other music players. Apple called an earlier version of that measure state-sponsored piracy. The Cupertino, California-based company also stated that it hoped the market would be left to decide which music players and online music stores are offered to customers. There were even murmurings that Apple would pull out of markets where it faced legal challenges to its DRM scheme. But Torger Waterhouse doesn't think that will happen.
We know for a fact that a lot of the countries in Europe are following very closely what we're doing in Norway now. And if we either win the case completely in Norway, in a way that makes iTunes alter their terms of service and alter the way they do business, or they pull out, I'm pretty sure they'll feel the same pressure from the rest of the countries in Europe. And if that happens, there's no way this will not spread internationally. So I'm pretty confident that they will stay in the market.
Waterhouse cites Apple as the success story as the world moves from an analog to a digital society. And the company's ultimate success or failure with DRM could affect the future of our growing digital culture.
It will, in many ways, affect how other services follow suit and how the digital society will be created and how it will be formed. So alongside with offering the consumers the rights they have, we also feel that Apple, iTunes, and other big companies should take the responsibility that follows from being a big company in the digital sphere and actually take part with the policymakers of each country to make sure that the future digital society is a well-functioning one for all parties.
For a broader perspective on this story, I decided to pay a visit to downtown Boston. That's where you can find the offices of the Free Software Foundation. Since 1985, the FSF, as it's known, has been promoting computer users' rights to use, study, copy, modify, and redistribute computer programs. I found the group's executive director, Peter Brown, working on his laptop.
We try to live in an environment of completely free software, and if someone was to look over my shoulder right now, as you're doing, you'll see that my laptop, I'm running GNOME, which is the desktop I'm running. I've got my pictures of my children on the laptop, and you know, all my files here. It all looks very similar. I have OpenOffice doing my spreadsheets and my Word documents. I have Evolution as my email manager. I have Firefox.
He also spearheads an anti-DRM group called Defective by Design. I started by asking Brown for his view on the European challenges to Apple.
The actions in Scandinavia, which have brought most attention, those first launched by Norway, are in fact part of a broad range of actions being taken by national consumer groups across Europe. We were first in contact with these groups back in May, and were encouraged to find, in fact, at that time, that they were preparing to move forward. They have obviously different concerns to ours. Their concerns are very much about issues relating to the consumer. Those interests don't always tie in with the interests that we have, which are obviously to work for freedom for computer users. And we see digital restrictions as a much bigger issue than just fairness for consumers.
But the fairness for the consumer is obviously one of the big drivers here.
It's very important, and we obviously therefore want to encourage their actions, because we hope that the actions of these consumer groups will help weaken the imposition of DRM.
So if you have Apple doing this with DRM, and you have other companies that would come along and do the same thing with DRM, in other words, tying whatever music they're selling to a player, what then is wrong with having that kind of a market where you have, you know, three or four or four or five of those different players doing that, maybe even more than that, maybe 10. What's the problem with that?
Well, there isn't a problem with that if your view is that all that matters is creating some level of fairness amongst these different devices. And that may well be the viewpoint of these consumer councils, but that's not the viewpoint that we want to take. The viewpoint that we want to take is that locking up copyrighted works in this way, locking up technology in this way, is just socially unacceptable. We as technologists have been used to having technology being under our control. The problem with the devices that play digital restrictions, tunes or movies, they are effectively created to lock you out of your historic use of the technology that you've purchased. As technologists, we feel that we can't stand by and watch that happen.
Do you expect what's gone on in France with the passage in Parliament of a law requiring Apple to open up, what's going on in the Scandinavian countries, to actually make a difference, to actually affect the way Apple does business?
When you're in such a monopoly position, when you have such huge amounts of revenue from this product, it's going to be very hard for Apple to just have a change of heart. You know, they have to respond to their shareholders, and they've been riding a wave of popularity based upon the iPod and iTunes. So I don't expect them to suddenly change direction out of the goodness of their heart. But we're telling a story here. The consumer groups in Europe, the actions that have been taken here in the United States through Defective by Design or through other organizations like the EFF and free culture groups, we're starting to sense that industry are realizing that DRM won't work for them. We have heard that Sony has experimented somewhat with a one track released through Yahoo Music which didn't contain DRM. We know that the second most popular place to download music from in the United States is a place called eMusic, which doesn't have DRM, just produces MP3s with no DRM. Businesses care about business models, and if they can get an advantage without DRM, then they will do that. The problem is, at the moment, we really see a collusion of the big four or five media companies, and the main reason is that they're concerned about their competition from the smaller groups. So we doubt very much whether the big corporations will really switch away from DRM at the moment. But hopefully, if we can fragment their market by Europe not accepting DRM and by consumer groups and our action here in the United States. If we can give them pause, then maybe we have a time and chance to stop DRM.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For the Scandinavian countries, there is no firm timetable yet for any formal legal action against Apple. Officials in Scandinavia are hoping that they can come to some sort of arrangement with Apple without resorting to the courts. But both sides, it appears, may be digging in for a long, protracted fight. For PodTech News, this is Clark Boyd in Boston. Don't forget to check out podtech.net for all the latest technology news.